When you open a fresh oyster, you get a slurp of water brought along in the shell. It tells you where it's from. These days, around New Orleans, increasingly that water is telling a story of a changing oyster business and new pleasures for us oyster lovers. In just a few years, a different way of growing oysters has established a presence in Louisiana. It makes an oyster that looks different, with cleaner shells, and they taste different, with one type different from the next, reflecting where they're grown and how they're grown, with the farmers having greater control over their outcome. They're sometimes called off-bottom oysters because they're grown from seed in enclosures that float on the surface, as opposed to oysters grown on reefs and raked up from the bottom. Sometimes they're called AOC oysters, for alternative oyster cultivation, or just cultivated oysters. And more restaurants and oyster bars are catching on. Two restaurants in particular have hung their hats on oyster variety. Pigeon and Whale, uptown on Ferret Street, and Sidecar, the casual patio bar in the Warehouse District, each might have a dozen or more different oyster types per night. A choice of four varieties is a little more common and becoming easier to find. Places like Fives on Jackson Square, Pesh Seafood Grill, Seaworthy, the seafood market and cafe Porgy's, and even the old Riverbend bar Cooter Brown's are good examples of where you can find them. And now, you can also find them on menus at Drago's and Acme, two of the biggest names in the Louisiana oyster business. That means things are really moving. Now, this does all remain a boutique subset compared to the immense overall Louisiana oyster harvest, but the oyster industry is contending with the environmental impacts of climate change, land loss, and the coastal restoration projects aimed at blunting it all. Some see cultivated oysters as a way to adapt and diversify. For oyster lovers, the upshot can be an ice platter offering a one-plate tour of different Louisiana flavors, and perhaps a taste of the future. For WWNO, I'm Andy Nelty.